Martin Luther, the German reformer, noted, "If any man doth ascribe aught of salvation, even the very least, to the free will of man, he knoweth nothing of grace, and he hath not learnt Jesus Christ aright." Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher, later echoed Luther's statement when he said, "He who in his soul believes that man does, of his own free will, turn to God, cannot have been taught of God." As one who used to believe that my salvation was a result of me exercising my free will, these statements greatly disturbed me, especially in light of the fact that I highly regarded both of these men as great teachers given by God to His church. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This segment of Against the World is brought to you by our good friends at Sovereign Grace Singles. Meet like-minded Christians by visiting them on the web at sovereigngracesingles.com. And by the Morris family of Hampton, Georgia, Brett, Kimberly, Kelly, Carissa, and Caleb.
Spurgeon noted, "You have heard a great many Arminian sermons, I dare say, but you have never heard an Arminian prayer. For the saints in prayer appear as one in word and deed and mind. An Arminian on his knees would pray desperately like a Calvinist. He cannot pray about free will. There is no room for it." Spurgeon went on to explain that if an Arminian were consistent with their theology and they prayed as their theology dictated, their prayers would sound something like this: "Lord, I thank thee that I am not like those poor presumptuous Calvinists. Lord, I was born with a glorious free will. I was born with the power by which I can turn to thee of myself. I have improved my grace. If everyone had done the same with their grace that I have, they might all have been saved. Lord, I know thou dost not make us willing if we are not willing ourselves. Thou givest grace to everyone. Some do not improve it, but I do. There are many that will go to hell as much bought with the blood of Christ as I was. They had as much of the Holy Ghost given to them. They had as much good a chance and were as much blessed as I am. It was not thy grace that made us to differ. I know it did a great deal. Still, I turned the point. I made use of what was given to me, and others did not. That is the difference between me and them." I hope you can see that if the Arminian was consistent in his theology and his prayers, then it would give the Arminian grounds by which he can boast. Something the Apostle Paul explained in Ephesians 2:8 and 9 was impossible. "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Arminian must ultimately believe that he did something good for a reason outside of the grace of God. Why? Because according to their theology, we have all been given the same amount of grace and hence the same chance to accept the gospel. In the final analysis, the Arminian must believe he was either more righteous, more holy, or just plain smarter than all of those who do not believe. If faith comes by you, as Paul explains, it would be a work of the sinner and would therefore be a reward for doing good by accepting Christ. And this, my friends, is not the gospel. It is a gospel of works and boasting. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum, against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos. All in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library, and much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work, I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan Hard Drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word Scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwaters Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.